This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Now that more women have come forward, should Franken resign?
Listen, Al Franken has acknowledged what he did was wrong, and it was wrong. He has also submitted his whole case to the Senate Ethics Committee. I think that was the right thing to do.
Do you think Al Franken should resign?
I think that's up to the people of Minnesota, and I do think we need to have the ethics investigation first.
What do you think? Do you now think that your colleague Conyers should resign from the House?
No, and I don't think the rules are different from anyone else, because we see that one of the biggest isms that we have, a problem with in America, is sexism. Along with racism.
What do you think should happen to him? Should he resign?
That's the question that will have to be determined after the investigation. Obviously, more than just an apology.
Committee, but do you think he should resign from his seat in Congress?
Well, I really don't know.
Your colleague, Al Franken, has been accused. Do you think he should resign?
I think that that is a distraction to be talking about resignation, because what's really at the bottom of this whole issue of sexual harassment is that it is pervasive.
Do you think that he should resign?
I think that the entire process by which members of both the House and the Senate are investigated, you know, there has to be light shown on that process. And
should these two men continue to serve in Congress?
Well, I just heard about Congressman Conyers' issue. These allegations are extremely serious and must be dealt with in a very serious manner. I supported the Senate Ethics Committee looking at Senator Franken. I think that's the appropriate place for the review to take place.
Review and party. But do you believe that he should resign?
No, I think we have to let the process play itself out in terms of the Senate Ethics Investigation.
I think it's appropriate for the Ethics Committee to do an investigation. Senator Franken has actually agreed to that as well.
You've heard calls for him to resign. How do you feel about it?
I don't think he ought to resign unless President Trump resigns.
Should Senator Al Franken resign from his seat?
Well, I think there ought to be a very thorough ethics investigation.
Have you seen enough for you to judge whether you think Al Franken should be a U.S. senator?
Well, in my role on the Ethics Committee, I would want to have the opportunity to speak with the woman who I've seen on television, I think.
So you're done.
Do you support him resigning?
I think the Senate will have to first investigate, and then once those results are made public, I'll answer that question.
So should he resign?
Well, I think the ethics process should proceed.
Should he step down?
That, so? Let's wait to see what the House Ethics thing does. You know, the good news is that the Ethics Committee is evenly divided, Democrat, Republican. It's very bipartisan, very even. And I certainly will endorse whatever they do.
There has to be. John Conyers is an icon in our country. He's done a great deal to protect women, Violence Against Women Act.
Yeah, I think that John Conyers is truly, you know, he's an individual. There's no question that his service in the United States Congress has made America a better place.
Over 50 years, John Conyers has been there. This is a lifelong job. But I mean, Scott, all Democrats, right? Answering. You know, the big question, and you know, which is an incredible amount of hypocrisy, because look at, for Roy Moore, all the outrage, and you know, President Trump and any other thing, it's like, oh no, but you know, when it comes to their guys, it's like, oh no, let's have due process. Which
my favorite was only Trump resigned.
Only, I know, don't you love that one? Only if Trump resigned. I mean, come on, you know, let's get over this. See, this is all part and parcel of the problem that you and I talked about in the first hour, and that is that all this obstructionism, all these things that get in the way just to keep people from not doing their job and justifying whatever it is. You know, it's like, okay, so you're going to go back to your constituency and say, hey, look, you need me there because I am resisting Donald Trump. I mean, that's all you got to put on your resume, that for 4 years, for all the taxpayer money that you received, that you resisted the President of the United States? How about offering some positive solutions to getting this country back on track and making us great again. I mean, I think Bill Clinton said that too. Why not? That could be bipartisan, that in of itself, right?
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Giving Tuesday all over this country. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. So much to talk about, and we've got Dr. Dennis Durrell is going to be with us in just a moment, medical expert and physician. I don't know if you've heard about what is going on. You know, we talk about Legionnaires' disease. You hear some, you know, kind of sparse reports about that. Some are liking it to, you know, a Black Plague experience that is here in the United States and being greatly underreported. Dr. Durrell is going to talk about that. Also, we'll talk with him about the individual mandate. Does that go down with a tax reform? And that will be the death nail, the final death nail to this, you know, Obamacare that's been on life support. And, you know, ever since, you know, President Trump came into office, and I'd probably say before then, it was already in a spiral. Nothing that President Trump could get credit for. It was just, you know, I blame the Democrats. People who say, well, you know, the Republicans are doing this and that against it. And yes, that's partially true. But Democrats, you had 7 years. You had 7 years to deal with this. You knew that there were some things that needed to be corrected, and you failed to do that. Dr. Dennis Durrell joins us right now, a physician and National Medical Director of Acute Services for IPC Healthcare. Dr. Durrell, good to have you back with us always. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, real quick, before we get into, you know, the potential of this Black Plague that is being underreported that has hit our country, it's already here. We were just talking about, you know, the individual mandate, that being part and parcel, potentially, of tax reform. And if that happens, then, in a sense, you're pulling the plug on Obamacare once and for all, right?
No. No, of course not. I mean, the individual mandate, first of all, it was too low. I mean, it wasn't enough money. So it wasn't effective. If it were to be a penalty, I mean, it was too easy for people to pay it, right? Mm-hmm. So originally it was about $100, $95. Mm-hmm. Now it has gone up. So it wasn't really an effective tool. 6 million paid it. 13 million were exempt, and 4 million didn't even check the box. So mm-hmm. I would say that it had a minimal effect. So whether you remove it or keep it, I don't think it will do much. However, I think we should put something in place to replace it, and I'm in favor of repealing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And but when I say that, maybe it has to do with more psychological than practical in terms of the individual mandate, because that seems to be the perceived linchpin to all this. I mean, after all, we can thank Justice Roberts for rewriting legislation from the bench. when he told the lawyers for the government, for Barack Obama, that, oh, no, it is a tax. And, you know, let me save the bill and give you the endorsement and the approval of the Supreme Court. It can pass as a tax, but the way you're presenting it, it's not going to pass, right?
Well, okay, let's back up a second. I think the ruling by Roberts was, I think, horrific because he said for standing it was a penalty, but in the ruling it was a tax. So he literally in the same ruling said it's both a tax and a penalty, which is absurd. But you're right. I think it was a bad ruling. But I think at the end of the day, it might increase premiums by, 5%? Just like when the cost-sharing reductions went away, everyone thought that the whole thing would collapse. But, of course, it wouldn't because there's subsidies. So I think the mandate is the same thing. But the left is scaring everyone, saying, okay, if you take the mandate away, it's the end of the world. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. So I don't think it's the demise or savior of the Affordable Care Act.
But clearly, and what I've been insisting is the Democrats knew that there was a problem with Obamacare for 7 years. And now they're claiming some sort of higher ground in this when for 7 years they just kind of let it go this way. So how committed to, you know, to national health care were they and are they?
I don't think they were because, first of all, they took most people and gave them Medicaid, 15 million, somewhere in that range. And why cut it off right there? Why not give all those people subsidized private, just like everyone else got? So they really gave a lot of people Medicaid. They raised rates for everyone else. And at the end of the day, we have 28 million still uninsured. So I do think it was a failure. It was a good attempt, but it was poorly designed, mainly because it gave many people Medicaid. And Medicaid is not the answer. So it was never built on the so-called pillars that were really going to be sustainable, in my opinion.
Interesting that you have a number of 28 million. I've been trying to discern this number forever. If you recall, it was the 30 million donut hole of uninsured that needed to be covered. That's why there was so much urgency and pressure on this national health care program, because it was going to address those 30 million people that were uninsured. Nobody really stopped to understand that some of that 30 million, they weren't going to get insured. They could care less. It didn't matter what you did. They weren't interested in being insured, right?
Well, I think so. But, you know, if you listen to the left, they say nobody would choose not to be uninsured. Of course they would. Medicaid is free, basically, and there are people, there's 6 million that are eligible that haven't even signed up. So I do think that you can give someone free health care, and they won't choose to do it. For example, you could give a national health care system and they won't choose to go get their blood pressure checked, for example. So I don't think you can legislate getting health care, getting insurance, and staying healthy. And really that's what they're claiming they can do. You've got to give people affordable options and educate them about their health, and then that's the best you can do. I don't think you can legislate health.
No, and it's never been done, has it?
No, even the British health system, come on, the National Health Service, there are certainly people there that have free health care, and all over Europe, there are people that don't seek health, you know, they don't seek, you know, medical help. Half the people that die of heart attacks, men, have insurance already. They already have insurance. So insurance is a piece of the puzzle. There's a lot more to it. And I just think that the left is defending the Affordable Care Act out of almost, in my mind, a religious fervor to protect it. Let's just make it better. Let's go with something that's more affordable, that has private market, and let's go in that direction. That's my feeling. I don't have this kind of partisan feeling about this thing. I think, you know, both sides have just really, they need to move towards a solution.
No, you're exactly right. And I'm like you, Dr. Durrell. I want to stay out of the politics because, meanwhile, there are people, tax-paying citizens, who deserve better, and it can be done. You know, I've been, I think, you know, you and I have discussed this before. I'm a direct pay kind of guy. I've taken charge of my own health care and deal with physicians that I pay direct to. And I save a lot of money and have saved a lot of money over the years by employing that kind of strategy. So you know where I'm coming from there. Our conversation with Doc, well, we got to go to a quick break. We got to go to a quick break, and I'll let you pick it up when we come back, I promise. Dr. Dennis Durrell is with us. More from him on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your programs, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
The music of the Pentatonix, huh? Oh, it's the season. It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. About 6.5 million Americans paid an average penalty of $470 for not having health insurance in 2015. 20% fewer than the year before. This according to data released by the IRS, and expecting that number to be somewhat similar. We're having this conversation with Dr. Dennis Durrell. Dr. Durrell is a physician and National Medical Director of Acute Services for IPC Healthcare. Dennis, I wanted to give you a chance to finish wrapping our previous conversation up, and we got interrupted by those nasty commercials that we have to do every once in a while.
That's fine. Got to pay the bills. My only point was that to me, the left does not want to promote a private solution. They don't want to promote an empowered individual with money in an HSA able to go out and shop and buy health care. They don't believe that you can effectively shop for health care, and I disagree with that. The power of the market has helped drive down the cost of LASIK and many other things in medicine. So I
cell phones, I mean, you know, on down the line, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess what I'm saying is that's a fear of the left, that you'd have a leaner, more efficient, empowered individual and not relying on some type of government control for health care. That scares them, and I disagree with that philosophy.
It's absolutely antithetical to the Founding Fathers' premise of liberty for all. Isn't it? I mean, it's in contrast.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, and what I hear is Jonathan Gruber's voice echoing out of the back room saying, well, the voting public is too stupid.
That's exactly right. They say that, no, people couldn't go, you know, out of pocket in an HSA and find a cheaper MRI. Well, don't tell me that. There are apps right now that you can look for medication, for radiology tests and lab tests. Mm-hmm. Online, and they'll rate the quality, and it's cheaper, and you can save a lot of money. Now, what's wrong with that? Explain what's wrong with that.
It's the American way of life in every other area. I mean, if you're really sincere about lowering health costs, let the free market reign, right?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
You and I are on the same side on this. I mean, and it's not just because birds of a feather. I mean, it's just you bring your medical experience to play here, and it screams in contrast to the theories that are flying out there. And this is what bothers me about government, is they live in the realm of the theoretical. And I go, where's the empirical evidence to back this up? And even if they get empirical evidence, they're so bold and arrogant to throw that out and say, well, you know, we can't count that. Because
that's right. And, you know, I it's not a commercial for me, but, you know, I've been a doctor over 20 years, trust me. I deal with health systems all across the United States. I've read the Affordable Care Act. I see all of these things. I am in the business of healthcare as well. So I have a view that is realistic and appropriate, and I feel like I have the expertise to talk broadly on this topic, mm-hmm. and we absolutely agree.
Well, let me ask you something. After you read the Affordable Care Act, did you have to go in for brain surgery? Because I got to tell you, I started to read it. I got 5 pages into it. I was so confused. My eyes were crossed, and I thought the left side of my brain was going to explode.
I was shocked. It was an arduous and difficult task. It said refer to this section back and forth and moving around. But I'll tell you what I was surprised about, how broad sweeping the Affordable Care Act was. I'm reading that restaurant chains, over 20 restaurants, have to print calories on their menus, by the way, which is going to start this coming year. I couldn't believe what was in this expansive bill. I was shocked. I saw the taxes. I saw everything. And I saw this way before it actually hit. And I knew that this would change healthcare forever.
Well, healthcare, lifestyle, you talk about a takeover. That was the understatement, I believe, of all time. Dennis, I want to talk to you about this alarming headline that seems to be squashed because we're not hearing a lot about it, and that is Legionnaire's disease. It comes up from time to time, but this is much more serious than people are realizing. Break it down for us, if you would.
Yeah, well, there's two things. First of all, there's been some Legionella outbreaks in the United States, of course. It gets in a water supply in the cooling part of a vent system in a building. And of course it caused the outbreak in 1976. And, you know, it's scary because it can travel through the air. The other thing is that the plague, the bubonic plague, which almost ended the civilization as we know it in the 1300s and before that, has broken out in Madagascar, and they've 200 people have approximately have died. And what it's showing us is that organisms that have been around since the beginning of time that we thought we had, you know, taken care of, they're getting resistant and they're spreading, and it's a real danger of the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, excuse me for taking a pause for just a moment. I mean, we're talking the Black Plague outbreak already, 2,000 people have been struck down, you know, from this. And so what is the WHO saying?
Well, you know, what to their credit, they jumped on this better than they did the West Coast of Africa outbreak of Ebola. So they've been down there. They're helping with public health efforts. But 200 have died. 2,000 have gotten it. Normally, this is a time of year where, you know, villages, there's a lot of fires in the rural areas. So these rats and the fleas on the rats are moving to the urban area. And so for several factors, also the way they treat dead people after they've died, they come honor them for, you know, like a day, and that's spreading it. So there's several factors that have made this outbreak much worse. It's also spread through the air. This is called pneumonic plague, not bubonic. And so it's spread from person to person. All of those things make it very dangerous. The World Health Organization is on the ground. They are screening people leaving Madagascar if they have fever. But, you know, you can always have someone slip through.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Durrell, this is like what we experience in terms of a culture where people honoring their dead. We went through this before, so it's a lifestyle issue, an educational challenge for the World Health Organization to come in and instruct and help people understand how their culture is adding to the problem.
That's exactly right, and they have to get antibiotics really within 24 hours. So another thing is that they don't. A lot of people in the village don't trust, you know, healthcare, and therefore they don't seek care, and that's how it's spreading, and that's how this one kind of got out of control. But I do think it's, you know, I think that, you know, they've kept it on control. The East Coast of African countries are all on alert. I think they've done a good job this time, the World Health Organization, Doctors Without Borders. So, but it just tells you, you know, in this day and age, you can get on a plane and travel across the world, essentially, and spread a virus, and we've got to be very vigilant for that.
Well, especially on a plane. I mean, here you are. You're encapsulated. You've got the air being circulated. It is it's a Petri dish, isn't it? A flying Petri dish?
Well, I fly all across the country for our practices. You know, we have practices with 20,000 clinicians across the U.S., and so I fly all the time. I'm very careful, but you're right. It's a risk. You cannot mitigate it completely. You just can't.
So what do you recommend? Are you recommending, you know, wearing a mask if you're on a plane?
I recommend if someone next to me is coughing severely, I ask to be moved if I can. Sometimes you can't. Obviously, sometimes they won't allow you. There's no seat. The best thing you can do is wash your hands as well from touching anything. And I guess if you have a mask, I don't say that I haven't done it myself, but I guess if I were next to someone and I have one in my bag, I probably would put it on. I would.
Well, Dr. Durrell, always good to have you on and, you know, keeping us up to date with the latest regarding Obamacare and, of course, this latest announcement and notice from the WHO regarding this pneumonic plague that is spreading overseas. Thank you so much and look forward to staying in touch with you. Dr. Dennis Durrell on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You put that howling down there and go to bed.
Clarissa, why are my girls out there?
You shut up. You're going to get the law on you.
Stella!
You beat on a woman and then call her back because she ain't going to come. You're going to have a baby.
Listen,
I'll say haul you in and try to file you so you can get
out
of
here.
You stink.
Hey. Bill Martinez, live.
I guess they're on the naughty list, right? It must be the deal. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to talk small business. It was Small Business Saturday this past weekend. Near 50% of the country said they were all for supporting small business and look forward to doing their shopping there at Small Business. So that was good news. And Sharon Miller joins us right now. She's the head of small business with Bank of America. And according to the fall 2017 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report, which is a semi-annual study exploring the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country, small business owners' confidence in the economy has surged, although entrepreneurs' plans for hiring and growth have cooled a little bit. I guess, Sharon, we could call it cautious optimism, huh?
Yeah, we could call it cautious optimism, but I would also say that that yes, you're right, Bill. Economic confidence has surged, and most small business owners believe that their revenue will surpass that of 2016. And that's not just including what happened on Small Business Saturday or knowing what going into the fourth quarter, where generally people are spending more, they're eating out more, they're shopping for the holidays. That tends to be a good quarter for merchants in general, but this is the entire year. And so, you know, we're at a full employment practically in the United States. So the war for talent is out there. And even though small business owners aren't saying they're going to increase their level of staffing, their mind is on how do I retain and how do I attract the best talent? Because even if you have a company of 100 employees, two or three are going to leave to go do something else, or they're going to move, and you're going to need to replace those. So there's still hiring happening. There's still activity. It's just not planned to actually grow the level of employment that they have today.
Well, Sharon, this isn't a surprise. We expected this, that this is what small business would do, is that they would glean a little bit and make some modifications and look at upgrading the talent that they had on staff, understanding, just as you stated, the dynamic that, you know, with small businesses, you and I talked about the last time. I'm excited with the increase of entrepreneurship, the dreams that people have held in their hearts for many years, starting to go out and realizing and saying, hey, look, I could be the next entrepreneur and the next small business owner. And I think that's a good thing all around. So there's growth and opportunity abounding here.
There is. And, you know, not only could I be the next entrepreneur or, you know, small business owner, but every big business was a small business. And I know, mm-hmm. Bill, you and I talked about that last time. Right. So this is the realization of the small business owner's vision, their dream. And that's what we do at Bank of America every day. We help make their dreams and their vision a reality. And so it is fascinating to hear the stories. And I'll tell you, we've been helping business owners for 200 years. And when no one would give Walt Disney financing for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, we stepped up and did it. You know, that was years and years ago, before Walt Disney was what it was today. He was a small business trying to make it. And we stood behind him. And we continue to do that every day across this country to help small business owners realize their vision.
Mm-hmm. And it has worked well for all concerned here, Sharon. And this is why we appreciate, especially this study that Bank of America brings to us, because it gives us some empirical data here in looking out, you know, over the small business landscape. And as you mentioned, small business owners are fairly optimistic about the economy with, you know, some of these stifling regulations getting out of the way. You know, what's happening in the stock market, the economy looks very positive, and they're reflecting that, aren't they?
It does, and they are. But there are still some concerns, Bill. And I know last time we talked about health care being the number one concern of small business owners. That doesn't change in the fall. So we continue to see health care costs, whether you're an urban small business owner, a rural small business owner, if you're a millennial, if you're a boomer. It didn't matter how we cut the data. Healthcare costs remains the number one concern. And I would also say that corporate tax rates are important and on the mind of small business owners. And so as you're talking about employment and are they going to grow their staffing levels, an important tip that we learned from this study was, you know, corporate tax rates and the ability to hire or to let go of employees, that is really an impact right there. So while we know it's being discussed in D.C., there's a lot of discussion and debate, but it is important for our small business owners, and it's on their mind. So when they can't sleep at night, that's what they're thinking about.
Small business owners, like anybody, it's rough dealing in uncertainty. And the fact that it is an issue, and you could hope that tax reform does take place, but it has you on the edge of your seat, and you can't blame small business owners, because after all, they've got a payroll to make.
Do, and they've got, you know, and it impacts. The more cash flow you can have and the less you're paying in taxes, the more you can either reinvest in your business by adding another location or hiring more employees or, quite frankly, not letting go of employees. Mm-hmm. So it matters, and small business is local. We also saw, Bill, that millennials were the most optimistic generation, which is interesting because, you know, generally when we do studies on the stock market and how they're feeling, and what they've watched their parents go through, so millennials being those in the age group of 18 to 36 years old, they seem to be more risk-averse when it comes to investing and the stock market and how they're handling their finances. But when it comes to small business ownership, they are the most likely to say they're going to hire new employees and grow their business, and the most optimistic when it comes to revenue outlook. So I think it has something to do with the control that they have over over their business, and they're driving that forward. So it's very encouraging.
Exactly. What about location? Does location play any part in this as well? In terms of their
outlook? It does. I mean, we cut the data. Yeah, we cut the data between rural and urban. And what we found were that if you were in an urban area, those business owners are more likely to have an aggressive plan for growth versus their rural counterparts. But they still share some of the same concerns around health care and the strength of the U.S. dollar, although, you know, there were some differences there in the strength of the U.S. dollar based on urban versus rural. Rural was more likely to have that as a top concern versus the urban counterparts. So there were some differences, but I would say the similarities, you know, and the themes across healthcare, corporate tax rates, these are all on the mind of all of the U.S. When it comes to small business ownership.
Well, Sharon, I know you took a look also at local communities and how important these communities are to small business owners' success, both in person and online, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, small business is local. When I think about, you know, our communities, they are the lifeblood of our U.S. economy, but more important, our local communities. And we did ask about social media and how that was impactful or not to their business. And 67% of our entrepreneurs we surveyed said it had no impact on their business, which is interesting because you hear about social media in the news and how important it is. To me, I think online, digital, all of that is complementary to small business, but nothing replaces, you know, friends and family, the local
exactly.
community, you know, your local circle. That's what small business is all about.
Mm-hmm. What are U.S. entrepreneurs doing to attract and retain employees? You mentioned that employees, big issue for small business still.
It is. And so small business owners are thinking about things like flexible work locations or hours. You know, maybe you're working a four-day week versus a five-day week. They're thinking about employee office perks and benefits programs. So all these things are in play when it comes to being creative, to attracting and retaining the best talent. Because let's face it, business is personal. It is a personal business. And if you have the best talent, the best employees, you're going to give the best service. You're going to deliver the best goods. So it's important that you can attract and retain the best for
exactly.
your business.
Well, Sharon,
so
we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America. You can go to bankofamerica.com for more information on the 2017 Small Business Owner Report.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Agwunobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Boo! Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Getting America back on track.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Welcome back. It's the season, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I don't know if you heard about this. This is, I mean, there's so much about Hillary Clinton you hear about. You probably go, enough about it. I don't want to hear about her anymore. But it looks like Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders campaigns hit with sexual harassment allegations. Campaign workers for both Clinton and Sanders have come forward with their own sexual harassment allegations. A new report published by the Huffington Post reveals both men and women were subjected to anti-gay remarks and unwanted sexual advances. So the sexcapades continues, whether it's Hollywood in corporate America, to the Beltway. We continue to hear these allegations, and of course, we'll see if Congress has the stomach to deal with this head on in their own camp. You know, they can talk about other potential offenses and what's going on in Alabama. Of course, Alabama is just absolutely insane as to what's going on there and how this will settle out and how these type of allegations have really, you know, thrown this whole election into a crisis. It is sad that this kind of manipulation has taken place, sad on many levels, and that's not to, by any means whatsoever, to mitigate or soften, you know, this allegation or this report that has come out regarding Judge Moore. The challenge that we have and the most reasonable people consider is that why 40 years later, you know, for all the vetting that he has gone through and offices that he's held and run for, why, you know, weeks before do we hear of this? And this is tough all the way around. And I just think of what does this hold for our future in politics and anybody that would want to run and serve their country? You know, thank you very much. You could potentially get hit with something like this, get broadsided, because the opposition panics and figures, okay, well, it's let's play this card and see what happens and discredit things. It's kind of like you know, what Harry Reid had to say from the well of the Senate, which is still galls me in talking about, you know, Mitt Romney and his income. And basically he created doubt and skepticism about the candidacy and about the person, Mitt Romney. And laughingly, he said when asked about it, when it was, you know, revealed that basically it was kind of, I guess, one of the early seeds of fake news. All Harry Reid could do was kind of just laugh and joke about it and say, well, he didn't get elected anyway. I mean, this is politics today. You know, so what happens? We lose good people along the way because dirty fighting occurs in politics. It has and always will. But this is why a voting politic needs to be educated and understand really what is happening and not be swayed by emotion, because we're setting ourselves up. And especially with all the news of these sexcapades that are going around, I mean, this is going to be a hot topic and a sensitive issue. And I would say that, you know, for these pundits and other influencers in our country, you know, unless they're really dealing with this thing in a holistic way, and it's something that they're incapable of doing, because we're trying to see it through our own eyes. We're trying to see it from a human perspective. And we're making human judgments and allegations as opposed to really doing some soul searching. This is what is required of us, you know, for a time such as this, is for us to do some soul searching and say, okay, look at what part did we play in this? You know, what role do we have in all this? I mean, this is our country. This is the woof and warp of our culture. And it's a sad commentary. And what are we putting out there? I mean, we didn't deal with it with Bill Clinton. And because we didn't, it's back. And don't you find it interesting that including Bill Clinton, I mean, sadly, we're reliving what happened in the Oval Office and impeachment and, you know, the impact that it had on our culture. As I mentioned before with several of our guests, you know, I was shocked to read in some, even in a book, where there was documented information about how the young kids were affected clearly by what happened, you know, out of the Oval Office, that the president of the United States of America, and you tell me leadership doesn't matter. It does matter. Character does count. And that's why, you know, when Donald Trump goes off the rails and there's certain things there that occur, you know, I really hope and pray that he could rise to the level and say, you know, as he did, which, of course, the media doesn't want to accept. I mean, he apologized for, you know, his language. Of course, Melania, you know, laid it out as well and gave her perspective on the issue. And I'm sure that President Trump regrets those comments. And, you know, just as much as Al Franken regrets, you know, his participation as a comedian on a USO tour and what he did. And here it is. And he's offered the best apology that he can offer. Now, is that enough for people? And of course, the media, the first thing they ask is, are you going to resign? Well, wait a minute. You know, do you think he should resign? Well, you know, that is something for Al Franken. That is something for the constituents of Minnesota to decide if Al Franken should stay. Is it something that is forgivable for them? And as we were talking about earlier, I think within our own humanity, and this is where the church, you know, we're talking with John's American, where the church comes into play. You know, most church people understand that when they have their encounter with God, their individual and personal encounter with God, they realize the limitations of their own humanity. And for those that really get it, they become excellent forgivers because they have been forgiven so much. And that has been my experience. The people that are connected to their salvation and their forgiveness, they're easy to forgive because of what they've experienced. And this is where the church can be so instrumental in the healing process here, because forgiveness needs to take place. And it's, well, I'll tell you, when you talk about forgiveness, it's a double-edged sword. It's not only forgiving the other person, but forgiving yourself. I mean, this is the strange part of when we're out of order with God, the effect that things can have on our own psychology is that sometimes we eternalize it and we think, well, it's our fault. You know, it's our responsibility. Well, you know, and being the case, which seems to be more than not, is we're more self-critical and more self-judgmental on ourselves than what other people are. And, you know, I find that to be an interesting dynamic. It's just never enough. And this is why I think it's hard for us to accept the grace of God, accept the redemption that he offers us, because we feel intrinsically that we're just not worthy. We don't deserve it. And, you know, and let me pay it back. What can I do? And we fall into that human perspective that says that, you know, I can be forgiven if only I did this. Well, that's not the way God works. And even in this situation, as complex as it is, you know, this sexual harassment issue that has gone from coast to coast, from one institution, you want to talk about iconic institution, to the next iconic institution, and our own government. This is massive, but it demonstrates just how deep and personal this is and how it's run unchecked. But, you know, the question is right now, is this country, you and me, are we ready to deal with this? Are we willing to open up the body, so to speak, and really bring the daylight of cleansing on this? Can we do that? Are you willing to stomach what's going to happen? Because we already know that there are many congressmen and potentially women. I mean, both sides here. There's victims involved. Over 200 cases that have been paid out that we don't know about. And it's, you know, are you willing to accept the truth of the matter so that we can address this issue, and where, whether it's men or women who have been harassed, can we get beyond this in much the same way? Is it possible to get beyond, you know, the racial divide that we have that still is evident in this country? Can we just deal with this in such a way as, you know, Dr. King had hoped that we would be measured based on the content of our character? Again, being reminded that character really does count. Or do we just, you know, stick our head in the sand and say, get this away from me. I don't want to deal with it. And we'll just let our grandkids down the road deal with it when it's more complex, as it is right now. Because I don't think we ever thought in a million years that we'd have to deal with it at this level. But this is the opportunity that is before us today, is that can we handle the truth and deal with this in a way that I say is outside of our own humanity? I don't think we have the capacity in and of ourselves to deal with this. This is a, as I would say, a deep spiritual issue that has to be dealt with at that level and with that understanding. Otherwise, we're going to end up just duplicating and going around the circle. And we'll be back again one more time, even though the sentiment is we would want this never to happen again. Well, if that's the case, then let's do the thing, and let's do the ultimate sacrifice that will keep it from not happening again.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.